You're listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Chris Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. P-Rod. And you are listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
It's good to be back here at All Action Sports Radio. We have a jam-packed show for you this week. It's going to be cool, man. You want to stick around, you want to listen, you want to hear it all, iPod, iPhone, radio, whatever it takes, man. This is a show you want to hear. Remember, we have our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram contest. The way it works is you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we'll randomly pick out a number to whichever one picked that number, and you get to go into our All Action Sports Radio swag bag. T-shirts, backpacks, wheels, all that here at All Action Sports Radio. Quick congratulations to Sally Fitzgibbons, winner of the 2014 Women's Billy Bong Pro Rio, and also Tahiti's own Michael Burez, who beat out California's Wonder Boy Kolehe Adino in the final of the ASP World Tour. Congratulations to both of them. All right, our show this week, we have Moto Jason Wingant. The outdoor season starts the weekend of May 24th at Glen Helen Raceway in San Bernardino, California, and we will be there, and we will feel the need for speed with Jason Wingant later in our show. Hawaii's own Kiala Kinley, who just recently won the Billabong's XXL Women's Performance Award. She is absolutely amazing, a three-time winner. She is on All Action Sports Radio this week. You'll want to stick around for that. And Ryan Fwiz Wyatt, Major League Gaming VP of Programming and Call of Duty commentator. They have brought the X Games and Major League Gaming together for this year's X Games, and Ryan's going to tell us all about it. Can't wait to talk to him. And we'll be talking to Wiley Watson. We have teamed up with Echo Boom Sports, and we'll be talking about Caselli 66 Ride the Dream. And this is a great documentary. I'm looking forward to talking to Wiley, and you don't want to miss it. But before we get to all that, we go to Mr. Jason Wingant from Racer X online now here at All Action Sports Radio. And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio, and we have a lot of faces and ears listening to All Action Sports Radio, so we want to keep welcoming all our fans, or just thanking them for hanging around. So here's a big shout-out to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, KKGM 1630 AM. Thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com each and every week. We're now stepping into the moto. Now, this is a line I like to use. I feel the need for speed. Do you know that line? I feel the need for speed. Can you roll that one for me, Jay? Crack.
Hey, Maverick.
Yeah.
You hear about ice?
What's that?
You want another one?
Really?
Yeah.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! All right, that set the tone. The outdoor season starts next weekend, or this weekend, on the 24th at Glen Helen Raceway in San Bernardino, California. And they have a new slogan, a chant, Feel the Speed. And with that in mind, we brought in Jason Wingant, the Racer X online editor, who also hosts a TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross and the GNCC series, and he will be the TV and face of the outdoors this season in motocross. Jason, welcome to All Action Sports Radio.
This is an awesome time of year. Everybody gets a little break. You got 2 weekends off separating Supercross and Motocross. Fresh start, and it is the need to for speed. They go way faster in motocross than they do in supercross, so this is going to be cool.
Well, that's the thing for Glen Helen. Feel the speed. They got a new fan section, and they have people waving towels, and it's supposed to be big. Feel the speed.
And it is, man. Glen Helen hasn't been on the schedule since 2009, but it is probably, everybody knows it because all the riders live and train and ride in Southern California, so they're at that track all the time, even if there hasn't been a national race there.
Mm-hmm.
It is as gnarly, as fast, as crazy as any track you'll find in the world. It's got the biggest hills, the most insane first turn. It's going to be cool to get these guys back out on it.
And they're pushing more sand in there. All right, check it out. We all saw the picture of Ron Villopoto. He tweeted to the world of him about to go under the knife this past week. The summer chapter has closed on his stellar career for now, you know. Mm-hmm. So should we just go ahead and crown James Stewart, or do we have to wait for the outdoors to finish? Am I too soon on this?
Oh, you're too soon. You are forgetting about Ryan Dungey, who, whenever Villopoto is out, becomes Mariano Rivera automatic.
Automatic.
Just a lot. He just becomes automatic. He's done this a couple of times now. When Villopoto's there, Dungey stays close. When Villopoto's out, there's no one else to even to battle him. And I have to say, Stewart was there last year. He didn't have anything for Dungey. Now, Stewart was a lot better in Supercross this year than he was last year. So it's going to come down to, can Stewart improvement indoors, will he improve just as much outdoors? If so, then he's going to be a competitor for Dungey. But Dungey's, he's seen this movie before. Villopoto's out, he dominates.
Well, speaking of knees, James Stewart suffered his own knee injury in round 16 during the Supercross season. Where is he right now? Is he good to go?
Yeah, he actually is. This is hilarious how it works for athletes at this level. From talking to people on the team, that knee is already so jacked up that there's not enough stuff in there for it to really get hurt. That's the way they put it.
Like, wow.
That knee's already bad, so it'll hurt for a day or two, and then he's back to being fine. So, he rode even Vegas Supercross, and even by then he's okay, and then they'll have 2 or 3 weeks. He's been out testing motocross, so no worries there. With Stewart, it's just, can he avoid another problem in 24 motos? It's been a long time since he's had a good, clean season without some mishaps.
Well, you have to know what kind of, you know, we talked about this, warriors these riders are, especially Ryan Villopoto. That knee was jacked, they said, for quite some, he was riding in a lot of pain, and that's why he got under the knife as soon as possible. All right, let's talk about Brett Metcalf, the replacement. He's getting the keys to the Porsche, so to speak, daddy's prize bike, and he's sneaking it out for a spin on a Saturday night. What kind of pressure is he under, Brett? I mean, look, first off, he's no privateer. He was a contender for a national championship on four different times. He's a Canadian Monster Energy Motocross Nationals champion for 2013. So but what kind of pressure is he under?
I think the good thing for him is that he's been at an elite level for so long that I don't think the pressure really affects him. He just knows how to go about his business, and he's going to do the same thing regardless of the situation. He just knows how to do it. So there might be some pressure, but I don't think he's going to let that get to him. I don't think he's going to worry about it. He's been around enough. He's had enough opportunities where I don't think he's going to get freaked out and say, oh, man, I've got to establish myself. I have to make it happen right now. He's been on factory teams before. I think that's why it's a good choice for him. You're going to get what you're going to get out of him. Is he going to be as fast, probably, as Stewart or Dungy? No. But he'll be solid week in and week out. So I don't think pressure, I don't think it even applies. He's probably not even feeling any. He's been there, done it.
All right. So then let's talk about the contenders for this summer. And let me guess. This is where I'm at. I'm betting that James Stewart is still hungry, is pissed off about the Supercross season, and is going to come out with a vengeance. Then I have Ryan Dungy. Then I have Ken Roczen, and then I have Justin Barcia. Those are my top four that are going to be battling all summer. And I have Chad Reed, maybe can put the magic in a bottle, rounding out the top five. Am I far off?
No, you're probably not. I'd say the only dark horse that we have to consider, first of all, Davey Millsaps apparently will be back, although no one really knows what Millsaps' condition is. I mean, you haven't seen him in a year. I haven't seen him in a year. He hasn't raced in a year. So who knows? The other dark horse I'll put in there, I think Trey Kinnard could be just as good as any of these guys and be right in there. But like Millsaps, he's been a bit of an injury on-off guy for a while, so it's hard to count on him. So I think you're right. Those guys you pick, I don't see any reason why the four of them are going to disappoint at all. Maybe Millsaps and Kinnard are in there also, but those four are solid picks.
You know, and that was my next question to you. What the hell happened to Davey Millsaps? I mean, I know we all know what happened to him, but, I mean, is he... What you just said, it seems so dark. I mean, we don't know what's going on with Davey.
Yeah, it's very strange. And what I hear is that, you know, the team switched from Suzuki to KTMs. It's worked out good for some of the guys on the team, like Jason Anderson, who won a Supercross title on 250s with that switch with the team. But I'm hearing that Millsaps is not pumped on that bike. Now, obviously, you can't just choose not to race it if he's if he's hurt. He's hurt. He's not racing because he's hurt. Not... you can't just say no and still collect a paycheck. But I think there's still something to that. He's not exactly rushing back here, is he?
No, it just seems really weird and awkward. Jason, yeah. I'm winding down. Listen, we're looking forward to seeing you out at Glen Helen and being on California soil. And again, congratulations for being the face of outdoors this wonderful, wonderful season. And wait, let me give my nice little plug that I'd like to give you. He's the online editor for RacerX Online. And if you want the latest in moto and supercross news, go to racerxonline.com for the most up-to-date info on all your moto stars with Jason Weingat. Jason, thank you for being a part of All Access Sports Radio this week.
All right, thanks for calling, boys.
All right, we'll see you in Glen Helen. All right, up next, we have more, more, more here on All Access Sports Radio.
Just like
All right. We're back with All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. Stay tuned. A little bit later on our show, we'll be talking to their producer director, Wiley Watson. He's the director of Caselli 66, Ride the Dream. A fantastic documentary, and I think everyone would love, you know, personally. I wasn't too sure when I watched it, but I couldn't stop watching it. It's a fantastic documentary, and Wiley Watson will be up later on our show here at All Action Sports Radio. And real quick, you know, last March, Jeremy Jones did Higher in the Himalayas, and the shot got on the cover of Snowboard Magazine. Let me tell you something. It is a feat of humanity that you have to watch. Jeremy Jones is incredible. I mean, he is simply, you just go to our Facebook page, look at it, or go to Snowboarding, Transworld Snowboarding, and please take a look at him dropping in on this face that's over 21,000 foot high. I mean, it is incredible. Jeremy Jones is there a word subhuman? I mean, I look at that and it's, I don't know that you can possibly want to do that, let alone actually achieve it. And I am just absolutely amazed by Jeremy Jones. He's been on our show before, and we're going to get him back, and we're going to talk about that Himalayas because it is simply breathtaking. And that leads me to our next guest. She's a professional surfer, a DJ, an actress. She reigns from, well, hails from Kauai, Hawaii. She's a former Triple Crown winner on the ASP Tour. She won the first women's big wave contest at Netscott's Big Wave Classic. She has surfed Jaws, the infamous Code Red Swell at Chopu. She just recently won the Women's Performance Award at the Billabong XXL Awards. And she is now hanging out in Mexico, and she is with us. Kiala Kennelly is here on All Action Sports Radio. Kiala, welcome.
Hola, hola. Bienvenidos.
Now, Kiala, I'm going to play something, a clip from the XXL Awards. And I'm not going to tell everybody what year it's from, but go ahead and roll it for me, Jay.
The winner of the 2013 Billabong Best Girl Performance Award is Kiala Kennelly.
Can save your life, and I feel like if we had more water safety in place, my boy Sion and some of our other fallen brothers would still be with us. And I look forward to the day that the surfing industry and the brands will be as supportive as you guys are to the women. There's no reason to be strong, beautiful who are at the top of their sport should be without decent paying sponsors. The coolest thing about winning this award is that I get to dedicate to my son. He's too young to know what this, to even understand what this means, but I know one day he will, and I think he'll be really proud of me. And thanks to his baby mama for bringing me into this world.
That is Kiala Kennelly accepting the Women's Performance Award at the Billabong XXL Award in 2013. And what makes that so inspirational is that she changed the world with that speech, because it was called the Girls Performance Award, and she had it changed, and rightly so, to the Women's Performance Award. So congratulations on that, Kiala, for standing up for something you believe in and just changing the world.
Hey, thank you. You know, you gotta be the change. That's the thing. You know, nothing's going to change if you just sit on your ass and wait for somebody else to do it. So.
Well, it was an inspirational speech and long overdue. I was kind of flummoxed by that they were calling it the girls. You know, and you're women, and you're achieving, you know, I mean, lofty goals that surpass even some men. And
well, they don't call it the, you know, Billabong XXL Little Boys Award for the men. So come on.
No, you're absolutely right. And I also want to mention to all our listeners out there, Kiala was just recently inducted into the Surfing Walk of Fame and the Action Sports Hall of Fame. So again, congratulations on those two recent honors.
Thank you so much. Yeah, to have my name in the cement in Huntington Beach, so that my kid and hopefully one day my grandkids can go, you know, check it out, is a real honor and something really special.
Now, Kiala, I want to apologize. I didn't get an invitation. Hopefully next time I'll get one. I missed your TED event, but I was able to watch it on YouTube, and it was awesome. You know, you spoke from the heart, and I just don't know that people understand what it takes to do what you do and then to come out and speak so eloquently and so positively about what you do. It's very hard. I mean, I'll tell this to all our listeners. We interview a lot of people, snowboarders, action sports athletes from around the world, and you are one of the most eloquent and passionate people that we've been able to get on the show, and it's always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I was so honored to even be asked to do a TEDx talk, and you know, I spent a lot of time on my speech. You know, just it's really hard to convey, you know, the passion I have and what it is that really drives me. You know, it's hard to put that to words, and so you know, I really spent some time with it, and you know, I had expected to be reading off a teleprompter. So when they didn't have one I know they have them at TED speeches, but this is a TEDx, and there was no teleprompter. So I was a little bummed out that, you know, I was reading off an iPad, so I didn't get to like look up and connect with the audience like I wanted to, you know, because I wasn't off the page.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, it enabled me to like really get my message across, and that was the point. So.
Well, we're going to share a little bit of that message with our listeners because I thought it was really inspirational. So hold tight.
Time slows down. Some of your senses like smell, taste, and sound fade away. While others are so incredibly heightened, you feel like you have superhuman powers. Your sight has pinpoint precision focus. And your sense of touch is so amplified, you can feel every drop of water on that wave and can anticipate how it's going to move. You become in sync. In that moment, I feel connected to everything in the world. And when I get spit out of the wave for a few moments, I feel like I'm the master of the universe. But I'm not the master of the universe. So when that moment passes, I go back to being a woman in a male-dominated sport, a lesbian in a sport that favors heteros, and a domestic partner that will probably be in the doghouse for skipping out of my parental duties to chase this swell. Let me tell you where I came from so you can understand my story. I grew up in Kauai with two brothers.
All right, that's Keala Kennelly's TEDx speech that she gave recently. And hey, Keala, when you were done with that, what was the reaction from your peers?
I had a couple people. I had like people like Greg Long come up to me and said that he really thought it was a great speech and he loved my message and he thought I should do more of that kind of thing and motivational speaking that you know, I was really good at conveying that message and coming from him, that's such a huge honor because I feel like he's one of the most eloquent surfers that I know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every speech he's given at XXL Awards or whatever, you know, he just he really speaks well and he's somebody I really admire and look up to.
Hey, Keala, now that the ASP has taken over the XXL Awards, is it kind of bittersweet because you left the ASP because of some of the reactions and the pressures that you had from them because you were gay? Do you feel like it's ironic that now they're coming back to take over the XXL? Or, I mean, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's a little ironic, but I also feel like there's been a major change over at the ASP. Like, it has all brand new ownership, and, you know, I really feel like, you know, they're turning over a new leaf, and with the new owners, I you know, I'm really positive about it. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good.
That's fantastic. Now, Keala, in our last minute, you attack these waves like none other, and you're looked upon as a hero to not just women, but men in general. Can you just quickly take us into that moment on your very first wave, that very first big one that you thought, hey, I'm actually going to do this?
Oh, I don't even remember because I was probably so young. You know, I grew up in Kauai, like you said. I had Laird Hamilton is my godfather, and my own father surfs, and he's 65 and still charges Honolulu Bay when it's big. You know, I grew up with Andy and Bruce Irons and guys like Reese McIntosh and Kyle Alexander.
Dude, that's like a who's who. That's a who's who.
Yeah, I mean, these are my brothers and my role models, you know. So they were always pushing the limits, and I just I just wanted to be, you know, accepted by them, and I always wanted to feel like I was one of the boys, you know. Ever since I was a little girl, I always just wanted to feel like I was one of the boys.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Kiala, thank you so much for being on our show this week. And, man, nothing but success going forward.
Cool. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm starting to work on my documentary of my life with my agent over at Nobel Boggs. So I'm really excited about that. That's going to be coming out in the next year or so keep an eye out for that.
Hey, and please come back and share it with us. We would love to focus on it and talk to you about it and help promote it.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, and I want to give a big shout out to Tanya Barr from your agency. Thank you, Tanya. All right, we have more coming up on All Action Sports Radio.
The thing that chiming was a thing of the past. The chiming.
All right, and we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. Remember, we have that contest. The way it works is you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and Pam, she's our booking producer, and she will randomly pick a number, and when that Facebook number, that Twitter number is picked, then you will win a prize, some swag, something from All Action Sports Radio. So get to it. All right, we're in our next segment. And by the way, our last segment with Kiala Kennelly, the pro surfer, was absolutely magic. She is phenomenal. If you can ever see the waves that she drops in on, those gigantic waves, it will blow your mind. And I want to say your friggin' mind. And one of the things that's been blew my mind recently, because I've been around X Games for a very, very long time. Went to the very first one, been to, God knows, probably summer and winter. God, I'm probably up in the 20s, 30s with the X Games. And recently they announced that they were going to bring in gaming as part of the X Games. That was something I didn't see coming. We jumped all over it, and I am pleased to announce here on our show, we have Ryan Fwiz, I hope I got that right, Wyatt. He joined Major League Gaming and is a VP of programming. He's a legendary shoutcaster. He's a MLG event referee, and he is carrying his talents and all of his MLG magic into this summer's X Games, in the very first X Games and the action sports industry. I am pleased to welcome Ryan Fwiz Wyatt to All Action Sports Radio. Ryan, did I get it right, Fwiz?
Yeah, you got it right, brother. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
And I know our audience is going to be like, what is a Fwiz? Where'd that come from?
It's an arbitrary name, essentially. You know, we come up with gamer tags. It was a randomly generated one. I think it's got probably, it emulates more of a sound than anything else.
Now, Ryan, you are a Call of Duty commentator, right?
That's correct. So I do a wide variety of things at MLG. I run all of our programming. But on top of that, I am a commentator as well.
All right. Now, ESPN has, since day one of the X Games, they've always been messing with the soup, let's say it that way. Bringing something in, taking something out, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work. They're in Austin, big BMX town, so they kind of ramped up the BMX for them. I hear they're doing wakeboarding. And now they bring in gaming. Now, just for our audience, I used to be a huge gamer. I mean, I was a 24-hour guy, you know, and I used to play Call of Duty, Tomb Raider, Tekken, just whatever. Me and my buddies, we'd finish sessioning, skating, and then we'd go and sit around and do what we do. I'm married, have kids, and that part of my life is over, but I get it. You know, how did these two come together?
Look, I think, you know, ESPN is pretty progressive. I think we would all agree with that. I mean, they were able to turn a simple card game like Texas Hold'em Poker into something very big, you know, nationally recognized card mm-hmm. game that was televised. Look what they did with Scripps Spelling Bee as well. So, you know, I mean, look, it's not just nerds sitting in their mom's basement anymore. You know, like, gaming is bigger than Hollywood right now from an economic standpoint. So they're quickly kind of becoming like a cultural medium for us. So, you know, I think ESPN is always ahead of the game, and I think that's kind of why the partnership makes sense. They get it, man. You know, I think ESPN gets it.
Now, here's the thing, for all our listeners. These guys are going to be playing Call of Duty in a gold, silver, bronze, medal tournament, right?
Yes.
This begs a question, and I'm only asking because, you know, I think as a person in the action sports industry, why not Tony Hawk Skater?
Look, I think, you know, Call of Duty is a, you know, if you look at this, the male-dominated X Games, right, and the demographic that's in there, you know, Call of Duty makes sense. It's also... Call of Duty got to $1 billion quicker than Avatar did, which is the highest grossing film of all time. So it's the big game, right? That's the spectacle. So that's kind of why Call of Duty is the selection from it.
Makes sense. Makes sense. But why not Tony Hawk's Skater?
As much as everybody loves Tony Hawk Skater, especially back in the day, I think those days are over. We at least
are they? Are, is it over? I died on that game. I played it over and over.
I played it a lot too when I was younger as well. It was an amazing game. It was ahead of its time. But you know, the skateboarding games have subsided a little bit, and you're looking at a game like Call of Duty that takes the cake.
Wow! I'm with you. Look, when I first played Call of Duty, I was smitten. I was stuck. I couldn't leave my house. It was ridiculous. You know, at the level you guys are playing, I'm sure I'll get blown away. Now let's take our audience into it. Right before break, MLG, this is like a huge thing online, right? People are playing this as we speak.
Yep.
And
we have like championship events that are physical events. So MLG has always got online tournaments that players are competing in all the time, but we actually have physical events too. So our championship, we had 3 to 6 million unique viewers come in from 170 different countries.
Wow.
And 25,000 people showed up physically at the event. And the best part about that, when you start talking about like engagement, they watched for an average of 157 minutes. And when you compare that to like sports, NCAA March Madness,
Wiz,
for 105 minutes.
You're on a roll, Wiz. Hold on. I got to go to commercial break, pay the piper. But this is awesome. I want to get back to it. I know our listeners want to get back to it. So we'll be back after this commercial break with Ryan Wiz White. All right, here on All Action Sports Radio. Can none of y'all mirror me back? You hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm young H.O.,
rap's grateful dead. Back to take over the globe. Now break bread, I'm in. Trapped amongst my own contraption. Caption reads defeated villain hates for his infractions. Genius forced him to can't make a man with passions. Galvanic defiance turned to appliance from messianic to manic. Nunez
soon to 9 to 5. All right, he joined Major League Game as the VP of programming. He's a legendary shoutcaster. Ryan Wiz White is on the line with us here at All Action Sports Radio. Hey, real quick, Ryan, what's a shoutcaster? I hate to sound...
It's a commentator, right? We call the game like, you know, Al Michaels or John Madden would call an NFL game.
Sweet. I like it. Man, I think I'm hooked. I might be getting a divorce in about 6 months.
Yeah, that's all right, man. That's all right. It'll be worth your time.
Okay, MLG meets the X Games, the Invitational. Let's get to that. How is this thing set up? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, so we have 8 teams that are going to be playing at the X Games. They qualified 2 different ways. So the top 3 teams came from the $1 million Call of Duty World Championship tournament. So the top 3 teams that finished there, they got the top 3 seeds at the X Games. And then we have pro points that these players play over a certain amount of tournaments that they play. They accumulate points, right, and they're ranked accordingly. They get that, and then that's how, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 were placed at the X Games.
All right, now you guys just announced the 8 Call of Duty Ghost teams who will compete in the first ever MLG X Games Invitational at the X Games in Austin, June 6th through 8th. And I hope I get this right, Ryan, you help me. The teams include the top 5 Call of Duty Ghost teams based on MLG pro points. First group, Optic Nation, then Team Caliber, FaZe Red, Curse Orange, and Strictly Business. Now, they're teams. How many are in a team?
Yeah, so there's 4 players on each one of those teams.
I'm trying to paint a picture for our audience so they can follow the narrative. How do they compete as a team?
Yeah, so, you know, like, my best way to put it, it's esports, right? So it's very parallel. It's not sports, because sports is physicality, right? But it parallels a lot of the traditional sports, right? So these are the best guys in our entire country. They practice 6 to 8 hours a day. You know, a lot of people play Call of Duty. They are in the upper 1%. So, right, that kind of sets the stage. Then they play a variety of different game modes, just like anybody that plays Call of Duty plays, you know, in a best of 5 over 5 maps, right? And they advance through a bracket system. So it parallels a lot of things that traditional sports has, right? You know, like, anybody can play Call of Duty Domination. However, there's this top 1% that are going to play it on the main stage at the X Games and go for a gold medal.
No, so Ryan, is it like you got 4 guys there, and one guy is better at one part of the game than another part of the game?
Or yep, absolutely.
Do they argue? Yep. Do they fight? They're like, no, I got this. Do this, do that. And it's just like chaotic?
I think you see a lot of like what you would see in any kind of traditional sports dynamic, right? There's people that are specialized roles that maybe will focus on the objective. There's people that have a really good shot in the game, so you kind of let them just do their thing to go accumulate kills and so forth. So there's specialized roles. And just like with so much intensity on the line, whether it's money or a gold medal, the communication can get crazy sometimes. You know, you're calling out players, but it can get ugly depending on the way of the game. You know, if a football team's down 31 points going in the fourth quarter, they're demoralized, and sometimes they'll get at one another. You can see this as a similar theme that happens in esports as well.
Well, I know, because I remember getting fights over the controller where people were saying, you don't know what you're doing, and we used to grab the controller, give it to me! And it ended up broken, nobody could play. And
yep.
I'm experiencing that now with my kids. And I always go, yeah. So this sounds, who are the favorites right now? When I call out that name.
Optic Gaming is definitely the favorite. They're the darling organization, right? Like, the players that are on that team have social gathering, like social followers on Twitter and Facebook that are way bigger than most traditional athletes. Like, some of them have 700,000 to 800,000 followers on Twitter.
That is absolutely amazing.
You know, millions and millions and millions of views they get every month just from people watching them play. You know, because they watch them whether they're entertained or they watch them to get better. There's a variety of reasons. We all watch sports probably for different reasons. They watch these players for different reasons as well. So, huge social following.
All right, the first ever Major League Gaming X Games Invitational at the X Games in Austin from June 6th through 8th. You got to tune in. You got to watch. And if you want more, please go to MLG.tv, and you can see the man, the shoutcaster, the VP of programming. I mean, you're running that thing, right?
Yeah, that's right, man. I'll be broadcasting. You'll be able to watch it just like you would watch a sports event or anything like that on MLG TV throughout the weekend. ESPN will be showing different clips and highlights as well, keeping all the viewers in tune with what's happening with the event.
All right, sweet. Ryan Fwiz Wyatt, Major League Gaming VP of Programming and Call of Duty commentator. Thank you for being a part of our show, man. We'll be tuning in and we'll be watching here on All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. We're back with All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. And don't forget, if you want to check us out, if you can't hear our radio show, you can always pick up the podcast at audioboo.com and iTunes here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. And, man, what a great interview with Ryan from the MLG Network. That was fantastic. I got pumped. I think I'm going to watch that. I know I'm going to watch it. I don't have a cool name like Optic Nation or Phase Red or Strictly Business, but I think I'm going to watch the Major League Gaming on TV with the X Games at the X Games. All right, coming up, we have teamed up with Echo Boom Sports and to bring you the best in action sports movies. And on one of the ones that was picked this week that we're going to be talking about is with Wiley Watson. He's the director of Caselli 66, Ride the Dream. And this is a story of an enduro rider, an outdoor bike rider, who met a tragic end in an unfortunate accident racing, a life cut short. And this documentary revisits his life in such a wonderful way. And I'm pleased to have Wiley Watson, the director of Caselli 66, God, if I can say that right, on our show today. Hey, Wiley.
How's it going?
It's going great, man. Hey, so Wiley, you know, for our listening audience who don't know about Kurt Caselli, you know, he raced, he didn't do Supercross, he didn't do the outdoors, which is coming up like this week, but he raced in the enduros, the big world-class races.
Yeah, no, he kind of was a rider that did it all. He kind of started locally in Southern California and raced a bunch of desert series. And, you know, grew up as a kid there, and he was pretty dominant. And he got pulled into motocross a little bit, but for the most part was, you know, racing off-road and pretty much was just a really dominant racer in everything he touched. And, you know, over the last couple of years, they went into Baja, and they started doing winning Baja, National Hare and Hounds, works races. And then this last year, he went to Dakar and then kicked butt over there. And also the ISE, which is the International 6 Days Enduro. It's like basically like motocross of the nations, but for the off-road world. And he was always the top American and basically the leader of the team. So
I mean, he won 3 championships in the World Off-Road Championships series. But tragically, last November, he passed away crashing in the Baja 1000.
Yeah, that's correct. So he was racing the Baja 1000, and they had been racing that series. That was their second year during the series, and Honda had been dominant down there for 16, 17 plus years they'd won in a row. So KTM really wanted to come in and, you know, make an impact there. And Kurt was he was also the driving factor behind that and wanting to win south of the border. And, man, he came really close. You know, they were leading, and, I mean, he was within 120 miles of the finish line when the accident happened after 1,000 miles of racing. So,
jeez. I mean, this it's such a wonderful documentary when you get to hear what kind of person he was and how many lives he touched. What was the, I guess, the most challenging aspect of deciding to do a documentary about Kurt?
Well, that's tough because I didn't even really, like, I wasn't really sure. I knew I wanted to do something visually and do a video, and a lot of people came up with videos, like, within the first month or first week, but I was like, man, if I'm going to do something, I need to do it right because, you know, Kurt did everything right. So I wanted to take my time, and, I mean, I basically buckled down the last 3-4 months and got all my footage together and collaborated with a couple different creatives and buckled down in post-production and came out with this movie. So it was really challenging going through all the footage, all the archives, and, you know, just watching him as a person, like, right there in front of you, and you're like, oh, he's not really there. So that kind of sucked.
Yeah, definitely. I've been a part of that. Now, the film's out. Where can people see it or get it?
So it's available on iTunes right now, Google Play, Xbox, PlayStation. You can just search Cascelli Space 66, and then I'll pull it up from there. And we are we did do a free stream when it first came out for 24 hours, and we had like over 40,000 viewers tune in,
wow,
which was pretty cool. So yeah, that was neat.
Now, a portion of the proceeds will go directly to the Kurt Cascelli Foundation, and that's at www.kurtcascelli.com. And that's tremendous, the fact that you're giving back for someone who gave so much to the world and who died at such a young age. It's so tragic.
Yeah, super bummer, and the Cascelli Foundation is really cool. Him and the family, his family, and a couple industry people that were close to him started it, and, you know, it's really awesome, and it's cool to see the film, like, get pushed with the foundation and go in the same direction as that to share Kurt's story and then pushing people back to the foundation. And it's a great opportunity. So,
well, Wally, thank you so much for being a part of All Action Sports Radio. The producer director of Cascelli, the producer director of Cascelli 66, Ride the Dream. And part of the proceeds will go to the Kurt Cascelli Foundation. Wally, thank you again. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, coming up, we have more, more, more. We'll have our Song of the Week here at All Action Sports Radio. All right, this is our Song of the Week, Rebulation, Roots Reggae Music, from the album Count Me In, available June 10th. Our Song of the Week here at All Action Sports Radio. And if you like what you hear, you can email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. I want to thank our guests this week, Jason Weingant, Wiley Watson, Kurt Cascelli, 666, Chasing the Dream, Kiali Kinley. Thank you so much for being a part of our show. And Ryan Fwiz Wyatt with MOG.TV. Scooter, you're doing great, man. And of course, Inspiration. And I want to thank you, our guests, for listening each and every week. We will see you at Glen Helen to kick off the outdoors. Go have a killer week now.
Hard to find. I find my big booty woman. Gonna do my duty.